as the saying goes, 'tis the season. The folks at the Eugene Marathon are thinking of the less fortunate. It's called the 12 Days of Christmas Wishes. I will not sing the song. To discuss what's involved, how you can participate, we welcome in the assistant race director, Ian Dobson. Ian, appreciate your time. How are things?
Hey, they're great. Thanks for having me on.
So the site where you could learn or submit a wish, EugeneMarathon.com. And even though it's mid-December and the race is late April, it's still not too early to register, is it?
It's not too early to register. In fact, we have a price bump on January 5th, so it'd be great, be a good idea to register before then.
Oh, good information. So today, like I mentioned, the official kickoff to the Eugene Marathon's 12 Days of Christmas Wishes. What could you tell me that folks need to know about this program?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a program we're really excited about. It's the first time we've done it. And really, people can send in their Eugene Marathon Christmas wish. No holds barred, whatever you like. And we're going to grant the 12 wishes that that have the best stories that we can do. Actually, they need to be realistic. And so far, it's been a lot of fun. We've got a ton of wishes sent to us, and we started off today granting our first wish. We have a blog up on our website about it, and some of the high school coaches from Forest Grove High School are going to be able to come down and run the marathon with us in April.
All right. What was the inspiration? I mean, I heard about this, and I was like, well, that sounds like a really cool idea, really heartwarming, and something important that'll mean a lot to a lot of people. What was the inspiration?
That's pretty much exactly the inspiration. It seems like a really cool thing that should be fun. I mean, the reality is that our event, the Eugene Marathon, exists because of the just huge community support that we get. And we want to do everything we can to give back to this community and really the entire running community. You know, this Christmas Wish program is not limited to Eugene only. We're really looking to extend it to the entire running community and hopefully bring people into our community that maybe wouldn't otherwise get to be here.
So for listeners who are hearing about this for the first time and they want to make a submit, could it be how general is it? Could it be for themselves, somebody they work with, or just somebody they think could benefit?
Yep, all of the above. And it doesn't have to be just entry. We've got some really cool submissions from different schools and different groups. So, for example, there's some schools really all over the country even that have asked for, you know, an Olympian. They always say, like, Ashton Eaton. You know, I don't know if there's any other Olympians like Ashton Eaton, but they want somebody like Ashton Eaton to come to their school and talk. And we've got a really cool submission from the McLaren Youth Corrections Institution. They do a marathon program in there, and they want some support with what they're doing. And so I don't want to give anything away, but that's one that we're very likely to grant because it just is such an easy tie into what we do and such a great program. So it's really, we're taking all wishes.
I also heard about there's this new Run for Free program, and I know people are trying to win an entry for the spring race late April. Could you tell me more about, you know, how we could get folks who need the assistance to, you know, take part in this great race?
Well, the Run for Free program is actually our charity program, and the way people run for free is by committing to raise a certain dollar amount for one of our five local charity partners, and that's the Relief Nursery, Love Inc. of Lane County, Family for Every Child, CASA, and Girls on the Run. And so by committing to raise, it's usually $175 through the platforms we provide, they get free entry and get to run the race and support a great cause.
Yeah, you guys are really doing some amazing thing. Also, this corporate wellness challenge will return in the spring. Could you tell me about this and maybe how it can aid local businesses as we kind of throw an eyeball to 2018?
Absolutely. The corporate wellness challenge is a free program. It's, again, just something we want to do to engage more of our community in our event. And it's just a way for businesses to complement a corporate wellness challenge they already have or start one. It's just, all it is just a way for them to extend discounts to their employees. We're able to offer a $500 donation to the charity of choice for the company that has the most people participate in this. And that's for the 5K, the half marathon, or the marathon. The way they can get involved with that is just by going to our website, eugenemarathon.com, or emailing me. My name's Ian at eugenemarathon.com.
And as far as looking ahead, do you want to give maybe a shout out to some of the companies who are going to take part in this?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, I'd give a shout out to Columbia Bank, who is the sponsor of our corporate wellness challenge. Last year's winners, the Nike Employee Store up in Beaverton, they're back, and we're super excited about Carnival Cruise Lines actually coming on this year as a new partner, too.
And for the runners out there, I know a lot of people are wired in, but for those who might want to consider maybe prepping for the 5K or the half marathon, running groups around town that folks can get connected with?
Yeah, there's a lot. I know Tracktown USA just announced today that they are going to start up their Tracktown Fitness program again. That's going to start January 21st every Sunday morning at Hayward Field at 8 a.m. The local running stores, Run Hub Northwest and Eugene Running Company, both have a bunch of running programs through their stores. And an organization that I'm involved with, Team Run Eugene, we do free workouts every Thursday evening, track workouts for anybody of all abilities. So there's a whole bunch of options for anybody who wants to get involved in group training.
All right. And finally, like we like to call it in radio, a little reset, kind of go back to the top and, you know, let folks know about this Eugene Marathon's 12 Days of Christmas Wishes. What do they need to know to get involved?
They need to know that we just want to hear their wishes, and we're going to grant as many as we can. They can email holidaywish@eugenemarathon.com or go to our website, eugenemarathon.com, for information, and we hope we get some more really cool wishes.
All right, and folks could keep up and keep checking the website and see how things are progressing. He is Ian Dobson. He is the Eugene Marathon Assistant Race Director. I commend you. This is some really great work you're doing, Ian. Best of luck, and on behalf of the community, thank you, and we appreciate your time.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
All right, take it easy.